In the old days, there were two sisters who wrote columns in newspaper, Ann Landers and Dear Abby, and they gave advice to people. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks about worry. Don't worry. Did you ever have friends who always worried? They worried when things were good. They worried when things were bad. They worried when things were mediocre. It was their job to worry. And because they worried a lot, they made you worry a lot. Well, Ann Landers once said the following: at age 20, we worry about what others think of us. At age 40, we don't care what they think of us. At age 60, we discover that they haven't been thinking of us at all. Focusing on other people or simply worrying about something stops us from thinking and praying and believing. One of the greatest gifts God gave us is the ability to choose what we want to do. It is a powerful gift that no matter what you did or what happened to you today or yesterday or the day before, you can choose to do the exact opposite. When someone perhaps puts you down, when life is difficult for you, when everyone appears to say things are so bad they couldn't get worse, you can choose to smile, to help others, to believe that God will lead you through this dark hour, and not to forget that faith is most needed when things are the darkest. When darkness envelops you, that's when you need the light. That's when you need hope. And so today's epistle and gospel speak to us about, don't worry if God loves you. He's made up his mind, and he's not changing his mind. He loved us when we were all messed up. He will still love us when we are all messed up. He will be there to help us no matter what we are. But we should not lose faith in him, because when we repent, often people ask themselves the wrong question as believers. Can I do this? Can I overcome this? Can I really change my life? Instead, we should be asking the question, do I believe that God can change my life? Do I believe in his amazing grace to make a change? Or do I simply want to worry, mull over it in my mind, and recycle my troubles and worries until I begin to sweat and to despair? For the Christian, that question, can God do great things in me, is always answered in the positive. I don't believe in myself as much as I believe in my God. So when I want to make a change in my life, it is an act of faith that God can do this great thing in me. And so we don't worry what other people think or might think or if they think at all about us. The only thing that matters is what I believe in the power of my God. Slava Isusu Christu!